Gentlemen, I have to tell you about something before we get to business. Programming on 90.7 WKGC is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James. Bill is a certified financial planner who specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information available on CordellWealthManagement.com.
And Bill is just a nice guy.
Yeah.
We all know Bill here, and he has been an avid supporter of public radio, and
yes,
he's dedicated to public radio, been an avid supporter. He's just a great guy. Go see Bill. All right, what's going on in the arts community, Mr. Hedden?
Great question, Tom. I guess maybe I'd start, for our listeners that don't know, I'm a theater professor here at the college and the chair of visual and performing arts, coming up on my four-year anniversary, believe it or not, July 1. Time has flown
by. Wow.
Yeah, really.
It seems like last year you took that job. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, to update everybody on our facility, we fared pretty well. We had just gotten a new roof on the Amelia Center Theater last summer. So apparently what happened during the storm is our roof didn't come off, but it lifted up and sat back down. So with that metal roof, pretty much most of it has had to have been replaced. You can't just take out one piece. In the fly house, so if you're coming across the Hathaway Bridge, the tallest portion of our building that houses the fly loft where we fly scenery, we didn't lose the roof, but we lost the sides of it, the facing. So we got a lot of water and moisture down in there. All of the drywall that was 60 feet up and all that insulation came down. So if you can imagine, if you've ever been backstage, all that drywall and insulation getting stuck in all the pulleys and all the line sets all the way down. So that had to be painstakingly cleaned. It took us a long time to... It was a catch-22. It couldn't be cleaned. It couldn't be inspected properly until it was cleaned properly. But it was potentially hazardous to inspect it until it was cleaned. So, good news is we've got the inspection. The damage is not as severe as we had hoped. There are some repairs that need to be done, but they seem to be more on the minor side compared to some of our friends in other venues.
I had this when you told me after the storm that you'd had... damage in the fly house.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's going to take forever if that thing's badly damaged, because they kind of put those up and then build a theater around
them. That's true.
It's how they're, I mean, I've watched theaters go up, and that's what you do.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's all weight-bearing steel up there and that sort of thing.
Yeah. The rigging inspectors were pleasantly surprised at the minimal amount of damage that had for first inspection. So, like a lot of folks, we're kind of in the waiting game. But the good news is we're in a better shape than a lot of our colleagues and friends around town. So one of the things I'm doing right now in my position is trying to reach out to some of our local nonprofit arts organizations and seeing how we can partner some in the coming year, how we can collaborate. And I've said this to a lot of people, and it's true. If the winds had shifted a different way, we would be the homeless theater, and we'd be hoping that some other folks would step up if they could. So we're in the process of figuring out how we can do that and still keep our commitment to students and the things that we have to do, but at the same time try to get a little creative and figure how we can share the space that we have. So I have meetings planned with Jennifer Jones at Bay Arts and Barbara McManus at the Martin Theater and Hillary McLendon at the Kaleidoscope Theater, and we just can't operate as if everything's fine when, you know, the Civic Center's down, you know, largest venue between Tallahassee and Pensacola. You know, that's huge.
Yeah, and it's I have seen pictures of the inside. It is very much catastrophically damaged. Now, whether or not the insurance company allows us to, or allows them to say it's a total or not, if it's more than 50%, it's probably going to get torn down. And it'll be years and years before that comes back. I know that Barbie gave you some numbers on
estimates. Yeah, her estimate was they don't anticipate being able to be back in the Martin until December 2020 at the earliest. So
and while we're on the subject of the Martin, don't forget that the White Elephant sale is Saturday. There's a lot of stuff that they have no place to keep it. There's stuff still has some value, costumes and props and all sorts of memorabilia, that and the other thing, and Saturday morning they're doing a White Elephant sale. It will be alongside the theater in that little there's a little courtyard. You could get into the green room or you could get backstage there, and it's going to be in that area, I believe.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Just to see what they have, it'll be a help to them. You know, we know storage is always an issue, and when you're being asked to move out of your facility for major renovations, then even more so. You know, you can't keep that stuff.
Backstage was packed at the Martin, and so was downstairs. I mean, they had a lot of stuff.
Was there a? I can't remember. It's been so long since I've been downstairs. Was there a shop downstairs?
No.
Okay.
The shop was next door. It was on the north side of the Martin.
Okay.
In that building. They bought the building next to
That's
the
right.
Martin. I guess it was Stalinker's or somebody like that. And the city bought that building. And then the downstairs at the back of that building became a construction shop for the Martin.
Well, I have such... my introduction to Panama City was really the Martin Theater. Back in 93, 94, Margo Anderson, Margo Deal then, was the drama teacher at Mosley, and we were fortunate enough to perform all of our shows at the Martin. Mm-hmm. So I have such fond memories of Rex and Barbie and the marquee there, and it just really elevated the performances to be in a space like that. And acoustically, it was, you know,
And I hope we'll be again.
And hopefully we'll be again. Just a fantastic space. So we're so happy it's being rebuilt, and it's gonna be hard to wait that long.
Yeah, it will be. I had the opportunity because I was out at the at Parthenon Prints, the textile and wallpaper mill, that we actually worked with the designers in that thing, and we supplied some of the early draperies that were in there. We supplied the wallpapers that were color coordinated and designed to go with the. With the Martin and the Art Deco design. If you looked in there, if you were in the main building and you saw that striping system that kind of followed the rake uphill, that's actually wallpaper that was we at the Parthenon Prints designed and printed to look like that. And we worked with, I believe it was Manderville Smith, Smith Bozar Fuller, who were the architects on that project to get that done. And there was little fleur-de-lis wallpaper or something like that in the lobby we printed to go with their color scheme and to go with the carpeting they'd chosen. It was a lot of fun. It was great working down there. And for the time we did that, which was probably mid-80s or something, after it changed from being Deadeye Jack's the gun range back into being a theater again, they did a great job. And it was a good... I've done multitude of shows down there, and it was a good space to work in, partly because of the acoustics are just marvelous.
Was really was well as don't want people to be misled, the arts are still alive in downtown Panama City, though the Martin is down currently and the Civic Center is down. City Arts Co-op is still going strong. Panama City Center for the Arts is still going strong. We have many art galleries downtown within walking distance of Harrison Avenue that are still up and running, so support them. In fact, tonight they have the Writers Gallery happening at Panama City Center for the Arts, which it's a comedy focus tonight, actually.
Really?
So this is an open mic for writers. And
are you performing?
I'm not. A dear friend of mine is celebrating her 40th birthday, and we'll be having dinner at the time. But you all should come out and check it out. If nothing else, to go and listen and see the exhibit that's in the Center for the Arts right now. Mm-hmm. It's all about Florida art, cartoon art, Florida artists. It's running through mid-July, I think July 20th. Jason Kretzer, don't quote me. I should look it up. But there's an amazing Silver Surfer statue in the middle of the gallery that my son is pretty excited to see. So we're going to have to go back and check that out.
Cool.
So the arts are alive and well in Bay County. Like everybody else in our region, we took a hit. But we're finding ways to work together, and lots of cool things happening.
What's your estimation on the Amelia Center to be back at 100%?
I hesitate to give any sort of a date.
Because I know there's still work to do in the
fly-off. Yeah, I would say at least a year.
You lost some of your sound system was damaged.
Yeah, we've got new speakers on order and some things that are having to be replaced through insurance in the facility. But we are functioning. The funny thing is we didn't get the okay to be able to be on the main portion of the stage.
Yeah, you've been working on a proscenium thrust down there for a while.
We have. Lucky for us, my colleagues Brian and Erica had designed a semi-permanent orchestra pit cover mm-hmm. as a stage extension when we did a cabaret, I believe, mm-hmm. a few years ago. And we liked being closer to the audience, so we've kept it in place. And that really saved us because we were able to do our entire season last year, post-storm, in front of the main curtain because that temporary renovation had given us an extra 15, 20 feet of depth.
Okay. Is there any hope that they're going to soon release your restriction on being on main stage?
Oh, yes. We're allowed to be there.
Okay, good.
Sorry to be unclear. So and that didn't come down until late spring. So we're allowed to be on stage.
So
we can move some fly systems if we need mm-hmm. to, but very selectively until the repairs.
So
your main
problem right now is, of course, right now you don't have a sound system, but that will be repaired, I suspect, shortly.
Right. We have a sound system. It's just not fully functional as mm-hmm. Up to pre-storm standards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'll have you have some restrictions on what you can fly until the fly system's repaired.
We did have to replace some of the scrims. They were exposed to moisture, and they tend to dry rot in the best of mm-hmm. conditions. So get them damp and then have them dry out. I was pretty worried when I knew we were without AC for a few weeks in there. You know, that's, as we all know, enough to mess everything up. Yeah. So as many people have been saying for many months now, when asked how they're doing, we're in a much better shape than a lot of folks,
mm-hmm.
and we're just trying to help our friends and colleagues in the community where we can. So more coming, but we're looking for opportunities to collaborate, to share what we have.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, I think we'll come back with let's do our This Day in History. What do you think?
Let's do it.